Edition of Unfiltered, part of the Santa Mirta Podcast Network. If you're just tuning in for the first time, I'm Ben, and I'm the guy who writes the Weekly Dump, that vibrantly honest weekly online column about life in Santa Cruz, California. It's published every Thursday night over on www.santamirta.com. Go check it out if you're not familiar with it. Well, it's been a rough week for Camp Bernal. Two people died in 2 days there this week. Heard from a couple different sources that both deaths were overdoses, or at the very least involved drugs. Is anyone really surprised? It's a drug camp. When you have Wookiees handing out free needles by the 10-pack, don't insult my intelligence and call it anything but a drug camp. Homeless camp? Okay. So the addicts that squat there are homeless. But it's the drugs, the free needles, the idiot compassion that brings them to that specific location. It's not the aesthetics. It's not the living conditions. It's the company you keep. That's how I'm judging this. In addition to the two completely avoidable deaths in Camp Bernal this past week, there was a fire there too. Some dope thought it was a good idea to cook with an open flame in a nylon tent. Sounds like the damage was limited to the tent in question, thanks in large part to the fact it was actually raining outside when it happened, and a quick response from the fire department. Of course, it'd be wishful thinking from the city and county to be able to just sweep all this bad news and bad juju under the rug as usual. But the problem is, people outside our bubble are watching, and laughing, and shaking their heads in disbelief a lot. And that makes people nervous. Like the song says at the beginning of each show here, you're making me nervous. A few days ago, KTVU, who mostly covers news about San Francisco and Oakland, was down here covering what they called, quote, Tent City. The descriptions used in their story were both vibrantly honest and horrifying. It's pretty unfiltered. My kind of story. Posted a link to it on the Santa Mirta Facebook page, and I'll include it in the next weekly dump as well. It's worth reading, but in the meantime, I'll just share a few great quotes from the article. Here's one. And I quote, "Despite two deaths this week, both Santa Cruz city and county officials seem stymied over what to do about a growing homeless encampment at the intersection of Highways 1 and 9. Caked in mud and cradling scores of germs, Santa Cruz's so-called, quote, Tent City is both an eyesore and growing makeshift shelter for Central Coast homelessness." Not Santa Cruz homeless. Central Coast homeless. Truth. Like moss to the flame of an endless warming dumpster fire. Yeah, that's my part. Vibrantly honest truth in the first two paragraphs. Despite two deaths, the city and county remain clueless. And it's a human pigsty. Here's another quote from the article. Quote, "I like it here better than most places, I guess. Way better than a shelter. A shelter is way dirtier than over here. It's nastier," said Mario McIntosh, who lives with his fiancée and dog inside a blue tent. But city and county officials don't concur with his assessment. They point to rodent infestations, people living with open wounds and pets, rampant drug use, and prostitution as some of the problems plaguing this months-old encampment, unquote. So some people are fine living like pigs. Hog heaven here. The city and county at least acknowledge they don't agree with his assessment. They don't think people should live like swine. But yet, here they are, seemingly okay with people living like swine. Lip service. Putting lipstick on a pig. And then here's the best, most confounding quote of them all. Quote, "We've already decided to extend our emergency winter shelter site through June," unquote. Nothing screams fake emergency louder to me than declaring the need for an emergency winter shelter in June in Santa Cruz. I guess the fog can get pretty cold. Mark Twain once said, "The coldest winter I ever saw was a summer in San Francisco." I'm just not buying the excuses the city and county are trying to sell me here. And I'm sure all this Camp Bernal lack of solution story isn't going away anytime soon. It'll be discussed ad nauseum at Tuesday's city council meeting. It'll be argued over, rhetorically fear-mongered, and people like Chris Krohn and Drew Glover will flog the memory of MLK in their endless pontificating. Can't talk our way out of this problem, folks. And complacency is only going to make it worse. So time for my quick refill break. Enjoy a little Dabra while I'm gone. Be right back.
Spring snows have drifted into April. They say it might snow into May. There's nothing left to keep me hanging round. Still, you've got me thinking maybe I should stay. Your letter lies folding on the table. My clothes lie folded on the chair. I'm usually gone by now, but I'm not able to forget the smell of moonlight in your hair. And if you're willing for your part, and if you want me to stay, I have no reasons, only alibis. The moonlight has left us both in ribbons. I wonder if I'm really worth the fight. I fess up, I surrender, I lay down on your bed of roses. Say I can stay, I'll stay. A fire is burning on the hillside. A fever is breaking over snow. I'm losing things I've taken pains to hide. You've got me thinking maybe I won't go. I've really nothing left to give you. was gone so long ago. I can't forget the reasons I still love you, even though I've never told you so. And if you're willing for your part, and if you want me to stay, if you say I can stay, I'll stay. You got me thinking maybe I should stay. You got me thinking maybe I should stay.
I'm back, and if you're still listening, thanks for sticking around. And thank you, Pete's, for your delicious coffee, which I've been drinking as my coffee of choice for at least 25 years now. And that is not a paid endorsement. That's just me talking. In other news this week, I noticed the city of Berkeley just passed an ordinance that basically bans the overnight parking of RVs in the city limits. In recent action by the Berkeley City Council, parking oversized vehicles, including campers and RVs, will be prohibited on city streets from 2 to 5 a.m. This was approved on a 6-3 vote on February 28th in response to complaints from local business owners about an influx of transients in the area. If the council adopts the resolution at its March 26th meeting, the ban will take effect immediately. Here's a quote from that story. While we are doing everything we can to help those people who are without homes, we have to establish reasonable policies and limits on how many more RVs can come to our city to ensure that parking is available and to ensure that our businesses and residents can enjoy a decent quality of life as well, unquote, said the mayor of Berkeley. Well, that seems to be more than what Santa Cruz is doing. Berkeley, arguably the center of the progressive universe, wants to rein in the issue with action. And our city wants to roll out the welcome mat. And then here's another quote I read about the recent Berkeley ban of RVs. To temper the effects of a ban, the council directed city staff to develop a system for issuing permits that would allow RVs to be parked overnight for up to 2 weeks a year in certain areas throughout the city. Hey, didn't I suggest something like that similar? A first-come, first-served permit program on one of my podcasts here? Why, yes, I did. I'll give the Berkeley City Council some credit here. It is a tough issue. But they're actually tackling the issue, not ducking it, like our city council's doing. Where there's a will, there's a way, I like to say. I'm not one who likes to take no for an answer. And speaking of not wanting to take no for an answer, we move to the next city council meeting coming up this Tuesday. This RV parking nonsense will almost certainly come up as either an agendized item, if Glover and Crone can bully it aboard, or as comments from the public, fed by the same two people. It's the producers feeding us springtime for Hitler. And speaking of our homegrown version of Bialystok and Bloom, the other big trashy story this week was the article in Good Times about Crone and Glover and their pattern of bullying behavior, which apparently goes back years in Crone's case. At least two former city council members publicly called out Crone for his bad behavior over the last 2 years. Here's a quote from the story about former Mayor Cynthia Chase that sums it up pretty good. Quote, this is a quote from the story in Good Times. Chase does not look back on certain aspects of her four-year run on the city council, which ended in 2018, fondly. For one thing, she says she recalls Crone putting constant pressure on her to do what he wanted. Demanding long meetings with her every week and talking over her in city council meetings. Now, this is a quote from Cynthia Chase. His behavior was incredibly aggressive, very, very harassing, bullying, to try to get his own agenda to happen, says Chase, acknowledging that she wasn't always able to get items heard at Crone's preferred meetings. Quote, again from Chase, for me, it's never personal about those things. I'm always trying. Nobody gets special treatment. We're trying to do the business of the city, not no one individual's agenda, unquote. She adds that the behavior of her former colleagues, Crone included, was one reason she decided not to run for re-election last year. The article itself was good old tabloid journalism, based in fact, but still rich in trash talk. I really enjoyed the article. Shout out to Jacob Pierce, who wrote it. It was a fine piece of journalistic snark that we're so hungry for here. Good times. And now from the bridge, enjoy a little Admiral Bob. When I come back, we'll talk some dump.
Thank you. You're listening to Unfiltered by Ben Dover on the Santa Mierda podcast.
Coming up in the next weekly dump, sounds like SCPD have stepped up patrols around homes and businesses along River Street in response to increasing complaints of suspicious activity and drug sales. Gee, I wonder why. Bad neighbors? It's called Camp Bernal. Thursday night, they were patrolling the area of River Street near Morris Street when they noticed a suspicious-looking male sitting in a Toyota 4Runner who appeared to be under the influence of a controlled substance. When the 33-year-old from Ben Lomond was questioned and detained, they found a gun in his pocket. They also found heroin, drug paraphernalia, burglary tools, and a ski mask. A ski mask. Was he headed for Tahoe? Nah. He was headed out to rob someone, probably with the gun in his pocket. He was booked into the Santa Cruz County Jail for felony gun-related charges, drug paraphernalia, burglary tools, and drug-related charges. Is he out of jail yet? Isn't that what we were all really wondering here? And Saturday afternoon, a fire in Boulder Creek completely burned down a home. All the residents apparently made it out okay. Nobody was injured or killed. No information on what might have caused the fire, though. And a guy from Watsonville was found guilty of murder in a double shooting that took place back in 2016. He's facing life in prison. Actually covered the original shooting in an early weekly dump. Showing my age. And of course, I'll have more coverage of the next city council meeting. There's never any shortage of material there. Santa Cruz isn't all bad news and bad behavior either. We've got an awesome local music scene and a network of clubs and venues that support it. So here's a few suggestions for the coming week.
And here is the entertainment report for March the 10th. Monday at the Cuomba, we have Joe Lovano Trio Tapestry at 7 p.m. Tuesday, at the Davenport Roadhouse, we have Menage at 6 p.m. Wednesday, Michaels on Main, Emmylou Harris Tribute at 7:30. Thursday, at Moe's Alley, Black Uruhu, 9 p.m. Friday at Moe's, Jesse Daniels plus Jay Lingo and Jake Houston at 9 p.m. Saturday, at the Reef Pono, we have the Woodstock Generation Band at 6:30. Sunday, which is St. Paddy's Day, we have Moe's Alley at 4:30, Webb Wilder, Grateful Dead Sundays at Michael's on Main at 5:30, and at the Catalyst upstairs, we have the Poor Carters. As always, if you have suggestions, please email entertainment@santamierda.com, and please always support live music.
And that's going to do it for another edition of Unfiltered. Don't forget to check out the latest weekly dump, published every Thursday over on www.santamierda.com. And check out all of our podcasts on the Santa Mierda Podcast Network over on SoundCloud, Apple Music, Google Play, and Spotify. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week with more unfiltered news and views from Santa Cruz. And remember, you get what you're willing to tolerate. Adios.
Don't be being so strange, if you're losing